another 5-Minute Mystery.
Quite see the point of your investigations, Mr. Nutley.
Just routine, Mr. Allison, I assure you. Now, you say your partner was found seated here at his desk this morning, dead.
Yes, poor George, going at it too strong.
I understand Mr. Thompson, the janitor, found him. Is that right, Thompson?
Yes, sir. I came up here to open up this morning early, as usual. The minute I opened this door, I saw something was wrong. There he was, sprawled out, dead.
I notice you have a sprinkler fire system installed across the ceiling.
Yes.
I suppose it runs through up there and is part of the same fire protection system you have in your office next door?
Yes, our chemical business involves a lot of valuable formulas. George and I kept them in our offices, and to protect them from fire...
I understand. Is that floor lamp, the one over there under that sprinkler there, is that indirect lighting?
Yes, lights the room very well.
You mind if I look at the wattage of the bulb?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, three-way lamp, 100 watts. Seems to be a spot of something covering up the other two. Paraffin or... there we are. 200 and 300 watts. Mr. Thompson... When you came in that door, was this floor lamp on? And would you say it was on bright?
Oh, sure. That was one of the first things I noticed.
Indicating that death took place last night. If it had been daylight, he would have turned it off. And I think I'm satisfied, Mr. Allison.
And about time.
By the way, you carry fire insurance on the premises here, do you not? Fire insurance with us?
Yes, why?
While I'm here, I might as well test those sprinklers. Yeah, this piece of newspaper will make a good torch.
Just what do you think you're...
Now, I light the paper with a match, like this, and hold it up to one of these sprinklers. We may get a little wet, but...
Stop it, you fool! Do you want to...
If the heat from this doesn't put that sprinkler in operation...
Let me out of here! Do you want... Look out! In a minute, we'll all be...
All right, Mr. Allison. I think you've told me what I want to know. I'm swearing out a warrant for your arrest as the murderer of your partner.
Do you know what the insurance claims agent has discovered which convinces him that Allison is the murderer of his partner? He'll tell you himself in just a moment, but first... Mr. Nutley, to tell you how he worked out the murder of Mr. Allison's partner.
Looking up, I noticed on the sprinkler directly above us a thin, dark glaze, which I guessed to be paraffin. Allison, in his own office, had shut off the water. Then he had removed the soft lead cap in that particular sprinkler, replacing the cap with a type of paraffin, and then filled the sprinkler pipes with an odorless gas under great pressure. His partner, working late, turned on the lamp which melted the paraffin, allowing the gas to escape. Allison's partner was asphyxiated. He confessed later and was hung for murder.